I am. Good morning.
Well, dirt is up. I've been watching a little bit more Dirt TV, by the way. You know,
have you?
Yeah, like Lindsay TV on Oprah.
Oh, sure.
I guess we could call that Dirt TV, whatever we want to call it.
I think that's a great word. You know, I don't have the OWN channel.
Oh, hey.
So I haven't seen it. I've only seen clips of it.
You are missing so little by, Lindsay alone. I'm just talking about that particular show, but yeah. So.
I know, although I did discover a show called Naked and Scared or something on Discovery.
You know it?
Are you watching
it? No, but it's... I know about the show, but you're watching it. Is it...
I watched a marathon, and I'm telling you, it's phenomenal.
Is it?
Yeah, even if you're not into... I'm not into Survivor, to be honest. I don't like this stuff. This is simple.
But this is
naked.
The next level of Survivor.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So sad news. A hard segue there into Mickey Rooney,
who
passed away on Sunday at the age of 93. This is a man who... really worked in Hollywood forever. I mean, almost forever. Was in one of my all-time favorite movies, Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yeah.
Granted, his role in that movie was controversial.
Right.
But it holds up. And, you know, they don't make him like Rooney anymore.
No.
And he was shorter than me, and I'm only 5'2". And I think I met him once years ago.
I feel
like I did at this Richard Dreyfuss thing that I went to. He was also married 8 times, but who's counting? So
And
lastly, Katy Perry recently came out that she was such a diva that she made PAs run out and find her kittens just so she could play with them backstage with no intention of keeping them.
Huh.
Well, apparently she did the same thing in London, which was a demand in her rider that a kitten be brought to her like she was, you know, the queen. She was done with the kitten, she announced to the crew one of them could have it, but only if they named it after her album, Prism. I'm not kidding. They had to name the kitten after her album.
Wow.
I hear Ringo Starr used to do the same thing, which would explain why there were so many cats named Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
There you go. Now we know.
Cats,
now we know.
Now it makes sense. It's all coming together. I am live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Knobler.